The last time Scotland qualified for the World Cup was in 1998, but back in the 70s, the team was a powerhouse. Now, the United Kingdom is the only country in the world with four national soccer teams. There's England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. And this year, Scottish fans have a new motto, Anyone But England. There's even a song for it.
Anyone but England, united the Jocks will stand.
Andrew Gray is a reporter in Glasgow, and he joins me on the line. Andrew, how'd you like the bagpipes there?
I love the bagpipes. Brought a tear to my eye to hear that such cliches are still alive and well.
So, Andrew, first of all, why isn't there just one UK team?
The short answer is because we started it. The first ever international soccer match took place about 10 minutes away from where I am now in the west end of Glasgow. And it was between Scotland and England in 1872. And as I'm sure most of your listeners will be unsurprised to learn, it ended in a 0-0 tie,
oh,
a goalless draw.
Oh,
I know Americans think that all soccer games end in that scoreline or something close to
no,
it. But 2-2, actually,
2-2.
No. So anyway, that was the first game. And in a sense, the rest of the world has joined in since then.
Why do Scotland fans hate England so much? I mean, we heard that song, Anyone But England. They've fought on the same side during the war. They all serve in the same parliament. So what's going on with that?
That's true. And I should say it's not all Scotland fans that feel like that. 24% of Scots actually hope that England does well in the tournament, and 38% aren't really that bothered one way or the other. But there is still about a quarter of the Scottish population that actively hopes that England do badly and will support whoever England are playing. It's partly political and historical. As anyone who's seen Braveheart will know, there's a long history of enmity between the two nations. And then there's also a humorous part to it, as you heard from that song. Scots like to wind up, to goad their English neighbours from time to time, and they know that this is a very effective way of doing it.
Now, if Gordon Brown was still the Prime Minister, he, of course, is Scottish, would he have to root against England in the World Cup?
No, not at all. There'd be no question about it. 50 million of Britain's 60 million citizens are English. If you're a serious British politician at the UK level, you've got to be rooting for England.
Andrew Gray is a reporter based in Glasgow and a proud Scotsman. Andrew, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Guy.